Welcome to the Story Weaver podcast. I'm your host, Bronwraug Mitchell. Come, sit with me under the story tree as I weave a tale or two for you. Greetings and welcome to the craft of storytelling. Last Friday, there was no show as I was dealing with my demons. I was in a very, very bad place. There was no point even doing a filler show as my editor was incredibly busy. So as I had no filler shows on hand and we haven't reached a stage in this season where we can pre-record material, I just decided to leave the show blank, do nothing. There will be a lot of times, and there have been a lot of times, where my depression can interfere with my creativity. So getting to a point where we've pre-recorded a bunch of shows or I've got some filler material would be something worth aiming for. But at the moment, just finding the time to do more than one show at a go is hard enough. On the show, I was going to share some of the submissions from the prompt that I run over on Twitter. So I'm going to go ahead with that today. And then, depending on how much time is left, we might discuss a little bit more about mental health and writing. Or I might just leave it at that. On Saturdays, as I said, I run a writer's prompt over on Twitter. I do it through my group called The Writer's Lounge. Even though it is called The Writer's Lounge, it is not a group just for writers. Anybody connected with writing and storytelling are welcome to join the group. I originally created the group 20-odd years ago with a bunch of people on Yahoo, and we had a bit of a run, and then the group died due to me having too much on my plate with crappy life circumstances. I relaunched the group on Facebook some years ago. There was a blog at one stage to go with the group, but I pulled that when I pulled a bunch of other stuff. I'm slowly working on a website and blog and forum to go with the group. The plan is to have writing competitions and produce at least one yearly anthology, but that all has to wait until we've got enough interested members. The group is pretty quiet at the moment. Some of that is because I need to get out there and get people really, really excited about the group. But once we get some motivation and some traction, then I hope to finally follow through on a lot of the plans that I've had for the last 20 years. But the writer's prompt I started in December last year. I've done it almost every Saturday since. We haven't had much traction. There's a lot of writer's prompts on Twitter, and I guess some people feel it's oversaturated. But as far as I'm concerned, anything that helps writers with their creativity is good. So at this stage, it's just a matter of me getting a little bit more vocal with what I'm doing. So we haven't had too many people taking part. Of the people taking part, a few have given their permission for me to use their submissions on the show. So I will read their little gems, and in the episode description, I'll provide links so you can go follow them on Twitter or their website. The prompt is a lot of fun. Anybody that's taken part in the Twitter prompts will recognize how it helps hone your craft, especially if it's one like one of the 10-word stories or the 6-word stories, or just sticking to the 240 characters. I run a mixture of prompts. Sometimes it's a word, sometimes it's a photo or a phrase. Sometimes there's no limit to how long your prompt is. And other times I will say, 6 words. Just something to get the juices flowing, challenge yourself and interact with other writers. I thought that we would get a little bit more traction, but again, I'm probably not putting in enough effort to advertise what we are doing or promote what we are doing. Now, I don't know where I got the idea to read the submissions online. I did get it from another person on Twitter, but I forgot to note down who they were. When I track down who they were, I'll make sure to acknowledge in a future episode. I'm hoping after today's show, we'll get a little bit more interest in the Writer's Lounge. I would love to run some writing competitions, as I said, but to do that means finding enough people interested in donating prizes. And at this stage, I don't want to do an anthology while we have no revenue for the group. I want to be able to pay people for their submissions, at the very least, give them a printed copy of the anthology. So hopefully maybe that's something we can do next year. So every Saturday at 8 o'clock, I post the prompt. I invite people to jump onto the hashtag, which is TWLorg, and join in at any point. It's all ages. Anybody's welcome. And we just try and keep it friendly. Okay, so the first prompt was photo, and I will read the two submissions that I've got permission to read, and they're both from me. They say a picture paints 1,000 words, but her wedding photo only needed 2. Help me. My other submission was from a poem I'd written in December 2017, but it felt appropriate to use it to launch the prompt. A dusty album on a cluttered shelf. Dog-eared photographs nestled between yellowed pages. Torn protective sheets desperately clinging to the past. Moments in time frozen forever. A happy family, joyous, united, strong. But behind the frozen smiles there lay another story. The yelling, the taunts, the despair. A family united by pain and secrets, crumbling, destroyed, clinging desperately to the happy illusion. There was another prompt for photo, but unfortunately I haven't received permission to use it. So if you're interested, you can always check on Twitter and have a look at what's been submitted there. Prompt number 5 was familiar, and we had 2 submissions for that. The first one by P.G. Bodner, who is a retired police officer and professional photographer and writer. He is the author of the forthcoming Darren Knox thriller series, including his debut novel, Half Moon. And he wrote, "After toweling off, she walked out into her bedroom. The scent she smelled was familiar. The problem was, it wasn't one she wore. It permeated the room like it had before. She looked at the bed and saw the rose attached to the note, with the words, see you again, soon." The second submission for that prompt was by Aspen Knudsen. Hopefully I have pronounced his name correctly. I will provide a link to Aspen's podcast in the episode description. Running her hands down the large pot felt strangely familiar, as though the princess had done it 1,000,000 times before. Her stray strand of hair sent ripples across the purple brew, forming an image in its wake. Prompt number 6 was decay, and Aspen has again submitted something for this one. "Late past an hour, when all rest raindrops fall from the sky, a perfect time for eager spores to spread their wings and fly, to find a lovely bed of decay, with enough room to satisfy, in a dance of life, the mushroom lives enough to mystify." And lastly, we have prompt 7, which was Dragon. The submission I have for that is Little Dragons by Nelson Brooks. Brooks is the author of Rules for a Born-Again Bachelor. "Little Dragons, you are the little dragons. You have yet to find your roar. Your fire-breathing days will come, believe me. I am sure the world will be so small below when you have found your wings. Your scales will grow, the tails will grow. Believe me in these things. You are the little dragons, but already we can see the colour of your magic, believe me. They will flee. The world is waiting for your flame. The world will kneel below. The mighty monster you become, believe me. This I know. You are the little dragons, but there's still time for fun. Enjoy the days of play for now, believe me. Hear my song for when you have all grown up. You'll have little dragons too, and you will love to watch them grow. Believe me, it is true." So in the coming weeks, I hope to have more submissions. There's been about 30-something prompts already to this stage. So if you are on Twitter and want to jump in, look up TWL.org or even look up the Writer's Lounge on Facebook and you can jump in there on the prompts too. Come join the group. You can promote your work. You can ask writers for advice. You can find out about what it takes to publish a book, write a book, hopefully connect with artists, publishers, editors, the whole lot. The group is still small at the moment and infrequently do we post, but I'm hoping to see that change over the coming months. And now I'd like to talk a little bit more about writing and mental health. One of the things that I have in my draft files is 101 tips for looking after your loved one that has depression. I may actually refine that into 101 tips for looking after your writer with depression. I don't know if I can come up with 101 tips. I talked about writing when you're depressed, things that you can do to get the juices flowing. I've talked about how self-care is incredibly important as someone with depression, let alone as a writer with depression. I've talked about connecting with your doctor and your psych and your medical team and following whatever plan you've come across. But there are days when it gets so bad that even that one word suggestion can be too much. And it's okay on those days to just say, I can't write, and just concentrate on getting yourself through the day. You don't have to write every day. Working around a deadline, of course, is something different, but even with deadlines, there are days when forcing yourself to sit down and write is probably going to be the worst thing you can do. Writing under pressure isn't bad. Being dedicated and disciplined and sticking to a deadline, making commitments, they're all great things. But when you have depression or when you have an illness and it is a day of high pain, it is a day where you're struggling just to remember to eat, those days are the days where it's okay to just be a person first. Even if you've made a promise to yourself that you will write every day, if that one word commitment is too hard, then be kind to yourself. Don't force it, because a lot of the suggestions I've made in the past on the show won't apply for the days where it feels like you're hanging off the edge of the world, where it feels like every breath is tortured, where it feels like you are literally holding on to your existence by your very fingernails. On those days, getting dressed, having a shower, writing one word, picking up a book, those are the days where even the one word will feel the equivalent of trying to pour out a dissertation. It is not an exaggeration. If you don't deal with depression, if you don't have something that sees you dealing with a lot of physical or mental pain, you will think that all of these tips are airy-fairy and that my position is laughable. But if you've been this, if you are the sort of creative that deals with your demons and it's almost sweating out that one word, then you'll know that I am talking to you and that it's not laughable. It is anything but to look at a screen, to look at a book and to feel, why am I doing this? What absolute reason am I putting myself through this torture? There are writers out there that love to talk about how there is no such thing as writer's block, how it's all just mind over matter. And speaking as someone that has been blocked for incredibly long, agonizing periods of time, I'd like to just come out and say that's absolute freaking bollocks. Okay? Maybe for writers that don't have an illness or a condition, maybe then these grandiose statements that writer's block is just simply lack of discipline, maybe for those people that's true. But when you have depression and you are not sure that you are going to make it through the day in one piece, when you have a condition that sees you in a lot of physical pain and all you can do is feel like every part of you is on fire, then yes, writer's block is a real thing. I stand by all of the suggestions I've made on the show, and I stand by the future suggestions I will make. But knowing what it's like to be in the lower levels of hell, I would like to remind you and myself that I am always stressing self-care. So on the days where you are literally hanging on by a thread, even if you've got commitments, put your self-care first. And hopefully, if you have people around you, they will make sure that you are looking after yourself. But not everybody has somebody willing to help them. Give yourself permission to just exist that day. Don't take on the extra battle of churning out another word, another sentence, another paragraph. The naysayers can discuss the existence of a writer's block till the cows come home. They can talk about the cliche of the creator with demons in their head. Sure, there are a lot of writers, a lot of creatives that don't have any health problems, any mental health conditions, and that is great. But there are so many of us that are the cliche. So do yourself a favor. And on those days when you're not sure you're going to make it through, put your health and safety first, which is what I did last Friday. Well, actually last Thursday, because I was recording on Thursday. I made the decision at the encouragement of my daughter to just put myself first. I would have preferred to have not left you guys with no show at all, but that was a day that I didn't think I could make it through, and even trying to come up with a 30-second filler show was giving me extra stress. Please, look after yourself. Put your self-care first. And I will share my list of 101 tips to look after your loved one with depression. And I will come up with a tip for looking after your writer with depression or your creative with depression. But at the moment, I think I'm only 11 things into the list. The list has a number of things on there, and it's things that I think are invaluable for anybody with depression or a chronic illness. Things that would have helped me in a similar position. Anyway, I think that's enough freeforming and rabbiting on about mental health, and hopefully you're still with me, and I will return on Monday with some more stories for story time. I am chasing down some writers, hoping to be able to read their works. So if you've got something you would like me to read on the show, do not forget to contact me and talk to me. And I'd love to be able to get more of other writers' works on the show. It's not just all about writing in general. It's not just all about promoting my work. I would love to give you an avenue. And yeah. Okay, I will see you on Monday. The Story Weaver podcast intro and outro were created by my editor and tech whiz, Paul Aiken, using licensed music from Stock 20. If you would like to contact me, you can send me an email to thestoryweaverpodcast@gmail.com. Farewell for now, dear friends.